apre largo benissimo, bravo, sempre lucido anche al 90esimo. Keita lo attaccano in due, cerca la palla dentro, il velo, il tiro, Lautaro, gol! Due, tre, quattro contro quattro, attenzione, palla dentro per Lautaro, Lautaro, il tiro, è gol, è gol, è gol, è gol, è gol, il Toro, il Toro, il Toro, il Toro, il Toro.
Welcome to the Serpents of Inter podcast. I'm Matt Clark, site manager for serpentsofmatadena.com. And just to kind of get right into it, this bonus podcast, I'm going to try to maybe do two a week, perhaps. Not really sure how to work out, but nonetheless, jumping right in and talking about Friday's match against Cagliari. I don't even know how to characterize this. It was a game on paper that Inter had all possibility to win. Cagliari had, you know, one of the worst defenses in Serie A. Not a very prolific offense, but they've always had problems with Cagliari, and that was demonstrated on Friday night in Sardinia. You can blame whatever you want to on it, tactics, players on the pitch, whatever. But and it's easy to Monday morning quarterback this, since Inter had been doing so well amid all the issues with Mauro Icardi, and then here they go to Cagliari in a game they're supposed to win, and they wind up losing 2-1. They dropped the points. AC Milan picked up a win over the weekend, so they move 1 point clear of Inter into third. Fortunately, Roma did not win the Derby de Capital, the Derby de Capital, as Lazio prevailed, and Inter remain in fourth. But regardless, I think we saw just some very weak defending for Inter. I think they let things get the better of them. Here's the first goal for Cagliari in the first half. Take a listen to this. You can kind of see that their offense just really got the better of Inter's defense early on.
Cicchirini with the free kick, attacked by Cepitelli, and Cagliari take the lead. Who got the final touch? It is the captain, I think, They hadn't scored from a defender all season long. Luca Cepitelli attacked it. And it's the skipper who's given the home side the opening goal.
But Inter Milan, in true Inter fashion of late, was able to come back not too long after that initial goal by Cagliari and find a response, thanks to Raja Nainggolan and Lautaro Martinez. Take a listen.
Politano's been very quiet. Now Nainggolan trying to take the game by the scruff of the neck. It's a good ball in as well, and Inter a level. Lovely cross from Nainggolan. And Lautaro Martinez back on the score sheet. A ball in, out of nothing really. Who needs Icardi when you've got Lautaro Martinez?
Now, typically what's happened in the past in these situations is Inter's able to build up momentum off of making the tying goal and then are able to finally, if not late in the first half, maybe sometimes in the second half, put teams away. But that was certainly not the case here. Cicchirini able to come through with a great looking goal, and which ultimately wound up being the game winner.
Cicchirini seeing plenty of the ball. Serna, that early cross again. Pavoletti! Oh, it's stunning. Cagliari back in front. It's their main man, Leonardo Pavoletti. The Milan fan scores against Inter. It's all about that early ball from Dario Serna. And Pavoletti getting in front of his marker. De Vrij not tight enough. Skriniar couldn't get there either. And Cagliari restore that advantage.
So again, that wound up being the game winner for Cagliari, although they did get a late penalty that Barella was able to sky into the fifth row of the bleachers behind goal, which was fortunate for Inter. It kept them in the match, but they weren't able to do anything in the last few minutes of the game. So a 2-1 defeat for Inter at Cagliari, and what that did is that dropped points, kept them on 47 points. AC Milan able to win over the weekend, which I don't think was necessarily too unexpected. And what that did was basically just allow them, after they beat Sassuolo 1-0, beating a 10-man Sassuolo side, moved AC Milan into third, a point above Inter. Another interesting match, Juventus holding off Napoli. They go 16 points clear on top of Serie A in what could have been considered a bit of a controversy at San Paolo. Roma not doing very well at all, able to capitalize. They had the opportunity, the door was open to capitalize and possibly even go ahead or at least tie Inter, and they wound up losing to Lazio in their match in the capital, which didn't bode well at all for Roma. But nonetheless, so right now the way the standings are, Juventus top of the league, it's on 72 points, Napoli in second on 56, AC Milan third on 48, and Inter in fourth on 47. The fifth and sixth place, Roma and Lazio, Roma on 41 points, Roma on 44 points, Lazio on 41. Torino moves up and along with Atalanta, and are drawn with Lazio on 41 points. Atalanta with a bit of an advantage, with a plus 17 goal differential over Torino's plus 11 and Lazio's plus 9. And what this did was, it brought about some cries from Inter fans that maybe it's time to go. Maybe it's time to change things up. Maybe it's time to actively look for a replacement for Luciano Spalletti, because just the way this match, was handled, was just not. We didn't see the best of Inter at all, and that's a bit disheartening. Going through and reading some of the comments on our game story, was that it just was not a good match for Inter, one comment even spoke out, instead of focusing on jerseys, the team needs to be focused on the team and not on marketing and things like that, which I understand. And that, coming from a fan perspective, is not uncommon. However, you have to consider that this team is a business, and a business is nothing unless it makes money. So that's where you see a bit of the problem. But so 2-1 loss to Cagliari. We'll talk more when we come back after the break. We'll talk a little bit about what's coming up this week and some other news that has happened over the weekend. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to the Serpents of Inter podcast. And welcome back here to the Serpents of Inter podcast. Matt Clark, site manager for Serpents of Matadena, here flying solo today. Not a problem. It is kind of a bonus podcast, if you will. So we talked about kind of how things shape up in Serie A. Inter now in fourth, a point behind AC Milan, which means that the upcoming Derby della Madonnina has a lot of implications, a lot of potential implications here for the future of where Inter may stand at the end of the season. Very similar to what we saw last year, in that Inter held third for so long, slipped down to fourth, slipped down to fifth, and had to eke it out in the last match of the season by beating Lazio in order to claim the fourth and final Champions League spot. And that has brought about some interesting news out of Italy. The biggest one, as we reported on, is that now Inter is eyeing Max Allegri from Juventus to come in and replace Luciano Spalletti, as Juventus may be eyeing Antonio Conte, former Chelsea manager, to come in and take the reins of Juventus. And this was a little perplexing to me. I don't know that I understand exactly why Juventus would want to make a change here. Juventus has been strong on top of the table. They have provided tools to be successful for Allegri. I don't know that Allegri's really done anything wrong. I just think maybe it just, if you're the Italian media, obviously sensationalism is key, is paramount. But there may be some credence to this, in trying to suggest that that Allegri could come in and take over. I don't really know how that is, but the fact of the matter is that Milan or Inter has struggled of late. Although they had a nice win streak there between the Europa League and Serie A, one person pointed out on our website that out of 27 easy points, we picked up 3, and that's a problem. This includes a loss to Sassuolo, a draw with Torino, a loss to Parma, a loss to Atalanta, a draw with Chievo, a draw with Sassuolo, a loss to Torino, a loss to Bologna, and then a loss to Cagliari, all of which should be winnable games. I agree with Forza Pupi on our website who suggested that. And what we have coming up does not provide itself with a lot of ease to get our path back to the Champions League very easy. It doesn't make it very simple at all. And you know, I just don't know what the next step is here for Inter in terms of how they respond. You know, Icardi has asked for 2 weeks left to sit out, and he's going to get it, and that's fine. You know, it is what it is. I'm honestly kind of tired of talking about Mauro Icardi. To be quite honest with you, I know it's a hot topic. I know it's something that we have to talk about. But honestly, the drama is getting a little tiresome. It's getting a little sickening, and it's really taking away from the rest of the team and what the team is doing on the pitch. So for all intents and purposes, I'm content with not talking about Mauro Icardi at all, just because it's just getting very tiresome. You know, this week we've got the first leg of the round of 16 in the Europa League with Eintracht Frankfurt. That is coming up on Thursday. And then we have Spal all at home. So you know we've got an opportunity to right the ship yet again. The problem here is this consistency. To me, anyway, I think we just have a real problem with consistency. The team responded well to the drama with Mauro Icardi in their win streak. But again, I have to agree, you don't pick up a win against the teams you're supposed to beat, then what's the expectation when you go in against the teams that are going to provide you challenge? And that's what we have coming up on the schedule, is we have teams that are going to challenge us that are going to be are going to provide problems for us, and you know, we've got not only do we have Spal on the 10th, but you know, the matches don't get any easier, and unless you know this team can turn things around and make things what they're supposed to be, then I don't know that we make the Champions League unless we win the Europa League, and even that's not a guarantee. Because I think Eintracht Frankfurt is a very strong squad, a team that can present a lot of challenges for Inter, especially with the way they're playing now. But again, I think it just comes down to consistency. And do I see Luciano Spalletti being replaced at the end of the season? I think that depends. I think if this team fails to qualify for the Champions League, I think he's out. I think he's gone. Who replaces him? Who knows? It's probably not going to be Jose Mourinho, as much as I think some Interisti would like to see. I think Conte is on the list. I think Allegri, if he's dismissed from Juventus and they decide not to proceed further with him, I think he is a viable candidate for the position. You know, there's others, Diego Simeone. I don't see why he's not a potential candidate, although what he does at Atletico Madrid, I don't know that he wants to leave. I think his dream job is Inter, but he's got a really good thing in Madrid, and what he's done in La Liga is definitely something to take note of and something that he can build upon. That said, I think he could be on the short list of people that Inter do talk to if in fact their managerial job comes open. The game is fickle, and if you're not producing, then you start at the top, and you part ways with Mauro Icardi, you part ways with Luciano Spalletti. I think you try to keep Ivan Perisic. I really do. I think Perisic has found his groove again. I think he's found his rhythm again. I think he's got a lot of potential. I don't know that he necessarily wants to leave. So I think you have to try to maybe hang on to him. And then you go out and you try to find a quality striker and some midfield support in the off season. you know, another story out of Italy is that Cedric Suarez will probably not be renewed. He'll probably be sent back to Southampton as Inter make a play for Matteo Darmian at Manchester United. I don't see this as being a bad move at all. I think Darmian it would be a good pickup. I think he'd be a good addition. I think he'd really bolster the physicality of our back line. Not that I have a problem with Cedric Suarez. I think he's a good player. I think he's a good defender. I think what he brings to the table is good, probably for a team like Southampton. I just don't know that he has the mix to make something happen with Inter. So I can see him not being picked up in the summer, being sent back, and maybe that money being utilized for a player like Darmian, who could come in and make some noise for Inter right away. So time will tell. It's hard to say, you know, how things will play out. But, you know, there's a lot of things on the table. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of talk, but hard to say. But I'm going to wrap it up for now. We'll come back probably around midweek and talk a bit more about what's coming up with Eintracht Frankfurt and Spal and some other news. Of course, there's going to be a lot of talk this week. I can foresee with managerial changes, with player changes after the loss at Cagliari, and where things stand with Inter presently. And we'll talk more about that later in the week, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Make sure you check us out. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you have something you'd like us to talk about, make sure you comment in the comment section below. Be more than happy to get into that and talk about that, to talk about your concerns and your questions. And for all the latest news and information on Inter Milan, make sure you check out serpentsofmatadena.com as we try to provide as much analysis of things as possible, whether they're credible transfer rumors, whether they're tactical analysis of matches, things like that. Make sure you check us out and take a listen. So for that, this is Matt Clark. I am the site manager for serpentsofmatadena.com, and bid you farewell and hope you have a good week leading up to Frankfurt on Thursday, Spal this weekend. And with that, Forza Inter.
Il gioco di gambe, guadagna al fondo, il cross, e gol, 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 Dambro, Dambro, Dambro. Palla ancora dentro l'area di rigore, c'è un mischione, Nainggolan, e gol, e gol, e gol, e gol, e gol, il Ninja, il Ninja, jump, 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 al 32.
The Serpents of Inter podcast is brought to you on the SB Nation Network. For more information and to check out all Inter Milan news all the time, make sure to log on to serpentsofmatadena.com.